All of your classical music favorites are right here at W. Bach, WBOQ Gloucester, 104.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to North Shore Issues, W. Bach's public affairs program, where we focus each week on news items and issues that are important to people in different communities in the North Shore. I'm Jackie Ankeles, and with me is Rabbi David Abramson of Temple B'nai Abraham in Beverly. Welcome, Rabbi. I appreciate your joining us here at W. Bach this morning.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Rabbi Abramson has been officiating at Temple B'nai Abraham since last August. He was educated at the University of Maryland, the Jewish Theological Seminary of America in New York, and at Hebrew University in Jerusalem. After his rabbinic ordination in 1984, he served congregations in Tucson, Arizona, and Lorain, Ohio. Rabbi, your temple was desecrated by vandals on January 20th. Graffiti was emblazoned across the facade of the building as well as on the temple's front door. But this was not ordinary telephone booth or bathroom wall graffiti. This was bold anti-Semitic graffiti painted on the walls of a Jewish house of worship. Could you relate some specifics, Rabbi, your initial discovery of the vandalism and what had actually been done to the temple?
Well, we discovered the vandalism when we came a little bit before 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, those of us who came for Sabbath morning services, and we saw on the front wall that faces Lothrop Street a number of standard anti-Semitic graffiti, Heil Hitler, First Reich, a number of swastikas. A pointing hand was drawn on the wall with a swastika on the wrist, and a large swastika in the center of the main doors of the building.
You must have experienced a combination of feelings of shock, anger, and sadness when you first saw this vandalism. I'd like to ask you about the shock or the surprised feeling a moment, Rabbi, to be greeted with such a display of hate-filled actions or words. As a Jew, how shocking is that to you now in 1988? And as a rabbi, are you schooled to expect such anti-Semitic incidents?
I think that all Jews carry with them the historical legacy of anti-Semitism. And as we grow up, as we're educated, we learn of the ways in which anti-Semitism has unfortunately followed the Jews throughout their history. And certainly the most demonic forms of anti-Semitism during the Holocaust, during World War II. We like to think that in 1988, especially in America, anti-Semitism doesn't exist. We like to think that it's a relic of our distant past or something that exists only in other places, in other countries. And so it was shocking, although not completely surprising, to be reminded that anti-Semitism still does exist today, despite the fact that we'd like to think we live in a much more modern and enlightened country. As a rabbi, I suppose, or simply as a Jew, I would be inclined to turn to history for some attempt to put this in perspective and to note from our history that Jews have persevered despite persecution, despite anti-Semitism, and have defiantly remained Jews and remained proud of their Jewishness despite the attempts of others to intimidate them.
Rabbi, the vandalism last month was not the first that the temple has experienced, nor was it the only incident in Beverly recently. What do statistics say about the occurrence of anti-Semitic acts? Has there been a significant increase in the last year or so, the past several years, both locally and nationally? What does the picture look like to you?
By coincidence, the annual report of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rit came out a few days after this incident in our synagogue, and the report indicated that there had been an increase in 1988 over 1987 in incidents of anti-Semitism. The report also pointed out that Massachusetts ranks sixth among the 50 states in incidents of anti-Semitic vandalism and harassment and so on. And these are statistics that do make us concerned, and so we didn't treat this particular incident lightly either.
What would you say may be contributing factors in the increasing number of incidents?
Well, anti-Semitism is something which tragically has been around for literally thousands of years. It is embedded in many people's consciousnesses, in some cases from certain religious teachings as well. the emergence of the so-called skinhead movement perhaps has made it a little more active in America in the last few years. The publicity that Israel has received in view of the so-called uprising on the West Bank and so on perhaps has contributed to anti-Semitism as well. But I think in a general sense, unfortunately, we see perhaps a more mean-spirited atmosphere in our country today, and where there is less tolerance, there's greater prejudice and a greater likelihood of incidents such as this directed not only at Jews, but at other minority groups perhaps as well.
Rabbi, there has been a lot of press coverage about this January 20th vandalism and graffiti incident. The story has been widely covered in the media. What are your feelings, and can you speak for your congregants regarding the publicity? Is this incident something people want to be highly visible, or would people prefer such things to be kept more quiet, not hidden, but at least more subdued?
Well, there seem to be two schools of thought in relation to this issue. Some would be more comfortable and feel it is appropriate to make as little of incidents such as this as possible. In this case, some felt that the wall should be painted over as quickly and as quietly as possible. This attitude perhaps comes to some extent out of perhaps a shame of the victim's mindset, also out of the fear that the fear of attracting attention and the fear that attracting attention to incidents such as this would simply make it worse. I understand this point of view, but I think that it is misguided, and I felt very strongly that we ought not rush to paint over the walls for a number of reasons. First of all, I felt that our people needed to see it. I felt that our kids needed to see this, for example, when they came to Sunday school the following day, their parents as well. The children and adults in our community needed perhaps a painful reminder of anti-Semitism to shatter their own complacency. My feeling, however, was in addition to that, that the community needs to see it. Hopefully, to see this incident not only as an attack on the Jewish community, but as a crime against the community in general, and an affront to all people of goodwill.
Rabbi, in striking the balance between concern and paranoia, making, as you said, not too much or too little out of the incident, what would you say your main concerns are following this experience?
Well, I think there are two reasons to be concerned about this particular incident. The first reason is that it may be an ominous hint about the future. We only have to look back at a generation or so to be reminded that what started, for example, as perhaps minor acts of anti-Semitism in Germany in the 1920s and 30s grew into the monstrous acts of hatred and destruction of human beings in the 30s and 40s. And so we're concerned that even so-called minor acts of anti-Semitism come from the same mindset that has resulted in the deaths of millions of Jews. And so we're concerned that even these minor acts ought to be nipped in the bud, so to speak. But in addition to that, I think we should be concerned about this incident not only because of what it might or might not grow into. Even if we could be assured, even if we were assured, that the Holocaust is not going to repeat itself in America in the second half of the 20th century, even if we could be assured that anti-Semitism won't grow beyond incidents such as this, nevertheless, this type of defacement of our synagogue is a hurtful act, and the pain which is inflicted upon the Jewish community and other people as well is very real. And it's because of this that it is my feeling, and I think the feeling of much of my congregation as well, that if the perpetrators of this particular crime are ever apprehended, they ought to be persecuted. They ought to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Justice, not revenge, motivates me to say this. I think not to prosecute these perpetrators would be making a statement, and that statement would be, the crime really wasn't so serious. It really was not such a terrible thing that was done after all.
Just a reminder, you're listening to WBach 104.9 FM. I'm Jackie Ankeley, speaking this morning with Rabbi David Abramson of Temple B'nai Abraham in Beverly on WBach's weekly public affairs program, North Shore Issues. Rabbi Abramson, one of your duties as a rabbi is to teach. You had to face many children who are enrolled in the temple's religious school classes following the vandalism. As their rabbi, what words of explanation or comfort did you give to them? And as a teacher, What is the most important lesson you hope they've learned from this incident?
Well, I think two lessons emerged from the incident, and we've tried to teach those lessons to our children. One of them is the very painful lesson that anti-Semitism is still part of their lives as well. It's hard for kids to learn this, especially for kids who don't experience this sort of thing too regularly. They're fortunate that they don't experience anti-Semitism too much, but it is important for them to learn about it, not only in our distant past, but even in the present as well. But the other lesson which emerged from this was that people of goodwill are united with us in the face of this attack, as certainly was demonstrated by the community's response a week after the incident.
Rabbi, could you talk now about the reactions of people to this anti-Semitic act? The outrage and the hurt was, as you said, of course, felt by members of the temple and by Jewish people in and beyond the North Shore community. What were the reactions from others, members of the clergy, the Christian community, the Beverly community in general? What has the response been?
Well, when I was first interviewed by the press in the first few days after the incident, I speculated that the feelings that were expressed by the vandals were not representative of the majority of the Beverly community. Since I'm relatively new to the community, I suppose I was hoping that was the case, and certainly I've seen that certainly is the case from the response of the community. We have received innumerable expressions of sympathy, of support, of shared outrage, of shared responsibility, and the response really has been overwhelming. Letters from individuals, from church groups, from Sunday school classes, from public school classes as well. We've received even financial contributions from individuals and from churches, those groups and individuals who wanted to tangibly contribute to the cost of painting over the building and so on. So these tangible and intangible statements of support have been, frankly, much more than I ever expected, and really most gratifying.
Is there any type of isolationist kind of feelings that you noticed among congregants? Like, these expressions of support and offerings of money are very nice, but Jews should take care of Jews.
Well, I think some of our members felt that way. Some felt very strongly that we ought not to accept these contributions. We ought to take care of this problem ourselves. But I think for many of our congregants, those feelings were quelled, especially after Sunday, especially after they saw the response of the community, and when they realized that the people who contributed did so not because we need the support specifically, but because they needed to participate in the act of righting this wrong.
We'll continue talking with Temple B'nai Abraham's Rabbi David Abramson regarding the recent incident of anti-Semitic vandalism at the temple on WBOX Public Affairs Program North Shore Issues in just a moment.
Hi, Jim Shara here, back from my little vacation. I went to the Big Apple and saw the New York City Ballet at Lincoln Center. It was marvelous. New York is marvelous. You can do anything there. I even had Sunday brunch. But it just wasn't the same without Johann. I'm glad to be back for our regular Sunday morning get-togethers. Join me for Brunch with Bach this Sunday from 9 to noon here on WBOC 104.9 FM.
We're back to North Shore Issues now, WBOC's Public Affairs Program. I'm Jackie Ankeles, speaking with Rabbi David Abramson of Temple B'nai Abraham in Beverly, which was recently the target of anti-Semitic acts of vandalism. Rabbi, Sunday, January 29th, turned out to be somewhat of an event at the temple. There was a ceremony and speeches from people in city government, police, and clergy. Then the graffiti was painted over. About 350 people came to participate or watch or just show that they cared. It must have been gratifying to you, Rabbi, to see such a turnout. What were some of the highlights of that day? When you look back on that day, some years hence, what do you think will stand out in your mind?
Well, I suppose one of the things that made the greatest impression, certainly initially, was the sheer number of people who were there. We organized this gathering with about a half week's notice or so, and we expected to be we expected people to come, and we really had no conjecture about how many people would come. But when we saw that there were literally hundreds, some estimate 350 people who were there, That really was quite gratifying and quite overwhelming. But it wasn't just the number of people who were there. It really was the quality of response, the quality of the response, the statements that the community was making just by their presence. The Jewish theologian Abraham Joshua Heschel once wrote, "In a free society, some men are guilty and all men are responsible." And I think that the community really lived up to the challenge of that statement. The community wanted to take responsibility for what happened, to tangibly demonstrate their support to the Jewish community, and hopefully to help ensure that incidents such as this never happen again.
Reverend Aram Marashlian, head of the North Shore Christian Task Force Against Anti-Semitism, has been quoted extensively in local newspaper accounts. He told the Jewish community, "You no longer stand alone. The Christian church cannot remain silent and indifferent as it has in the past." Could you comment, Rabbi, on the efforts of this organization, what role it plays in the community, how you view its existence, and its response specifically to the January 20th incident?
Well, I was first contacted some months ago by the task force, shortly after I came to the area, and was frankly a little surprised to hear that such an organization existed. I was very impressed to see that a group of people had come together and organized a group through which they could act out the mandate that they felt came from their own Christian teachings to fight prejudice and particularly to fight anti-Semitism. As I understood it, the task force was primarily a watchdog organization concerned about minor and perhaps not so minor expressions of anti-Semitism, and concerned with not only keeping an eye open for such incidents, but fighting against them with community education, in concert with the Holocaust Center of the North Shore, and so on. I don't know too many details of the activities of the task force in its first few years of existence, but I think this incident really was perhaps the time that they really came into their own. This was, to my knowledge, the first time that an incident of this magnitude had given them an opportunity to respond in the way in which they did. So when the task force offered to help organize this gathering, to help tangibly participate in the painting over the walls and so on, I was certainly very pleased to accept their offer. I think the most gratifying part of the whole week's experiences perhaps has been the response of the North Shore Christian Task Force Against Anti-Semitism and the response of the Beverly Clergy Association, which also had a hand in organizing the gathering. The Clergy Association urged its members to announce Sunday afternoon's gathering in their churches on Sunday morning, and when Sunday afternoon came, not only were the clergy well represented, but certainly their members as well.
Just a reminder, you're listening to WBOC 104.9 FM. I'm Jackie Angley, speaking now with Rabbi David Abramson of Temple B'nai Abraham in Beverly, here on WBOC's public affairs program, North Shore Issues. Rabbi, there has been much discussion now about how to deal with prejudice, how to educate children so that hate is not propagated. At this Sunday gathering on the 29th, a petition was circulated to this end. What was the content of the petition, and what is hoping to be accomplished?
There were two components of the petition, which will, I believe, in the near future be presented to the leadership of the school system. The first request, or the first demand, was that the Holocaust curriculum be placed into the school curriculum at all age levels. There happens to be a curriculum which was developed, I believe, in the Boston area, known as Facing History and Ourselves. And the Holocaust Center of the North Shore, of course, has all sorts of other curriculum materials and resources. We feel it is very important for study of the Holocaust to be included on age-appropriate levels in all grades. The second thing that the petition asks for is that the school system set aside one day a year for study and contemplation of the Holocaust and its lessons. There is a day which falls in the spring, which is known in Hebrew as Yom HaShoah, known in English as Holocaust Memorial Day. This is the day on which the Jewish community commemorates the Holocaust, and perhaps it is becoming the day on which, to a increasing extent, the non-Jewish community as well commemorates the Holocaust and contemplates the lessons of the Holocaust.
Do other communities besides Beverly, would other communities offer this program, this course?
Well, I believe that the particular curriculum I referred to, Facing History, yes, and Ourselves, is in the curriculum in some of the local school systems. I don't know if it has been used or to what extent it's been used in Beverly, though.
But you feel as though such a course definitely has a place in our public schools?
Absolutely.
Have there been arguments voiced, Rabbi, about the school's role in teaching about prejudice? Are there opposing views on this as to the responsibility of the schools, whether or not it's even appropriate?
There are people who feel, or ostensibly feel, that it is not the responsibility of school systems, of an educational system, to teach values. Values should be taught by parents, by families, by churches and synagogues, and so on. I think, however, that it certainly is the responsibility of any educational system to teach values in general, certainly to teach such values as justice, honesty, acceptance of all people, and so on. It is the mandate, of any quality school system, not only to teach certain values, but most importantly, to reinforce those values that hopefully are being taught in the home and in religious institutions.
Well, how do things stand now with the petition? What happens next?
Well, I believe that the next step is to gather the petitions and then to present it to the appropriate people in the school system, and then see what the school system's response is.
Rabbi Abramson, when something of import happens, like the incident of January 20th, it sometimes prompts people to reflect and think philosophically. Why did this happen? What if it happens again? That sort of thing. Philosophically and practically speaking, Rabbi, how are you looking towards the future? What should and can be done now?
Well, first, there are two ways of looking to the future in view of this incident. One is with cynicism and concern and with a little bit of fear, and I think to a certain extent that response is appropriate. As I said earlier, we're concerned about even so-called minor incidents of anti-Semitism for fear of what they might lead to. On the other hand, certainly in view of the experience we had on January 29th, there's a lot of reason for us to be hopeful and to be more optimistic about the position of Jews in America today, and certainly the position of Jews in Beverly today. The response has been more than just gratifying. It's been very reassuring to know that the community, or at least much of the community, is united with us and, in a sense, shares our pain when we are victims of crimes such as this. I spoke about the response of the educational institutions and so on a moment or so ago. I think it's necessary, in addition to educating our children, or even educating adults, about the Holocaust and its horrors and its lessons and so on, I think that the community needs to be educated not only about the horrors of the Holocaust and anti-Semitism, but also the community needs to be educated about the Jewish community in general. It would be unfortunate if even the well-meaning members of the non-Jewish community viewed us Jews primarily as victims of anti-Semitism. It's important for us Jews to allow our neighbors to know us in all the positive ways in which Jews and Judaism, Jewish tradition, and so on, have enhanced the world and can continue to enhance not only our own community, but the broader community. I think that the Jews in our community need to be more visible and more involved in the community at large. And in a general sense, I think the more that we communicate with each other, and the more we understand each other, the more that we can decrease the chance that incidents such as this graffiti incident will reoccur, and certainly the better off we all are on many levels.
Rabbi David Abramson, thank you so much for joining us on North Shore Issues this morning. I think you pointed out clearly how one seeming isolated incident can affect an entire community, and showing us how broad-based the community's response of support is certainly something people in cities and towns all over the North Shore can relate to. A reminder that the views and opinions expressed on North Shore issues are not necessarily the views and opinions of WBOC, its management, or its sponsors. We invite you to join us at this time next week for more North Shore issues. I'm Jackie Ankeles, and this is WBOC 104.9 FM.